Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 2 of the 2017 Raiders Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Baer, Raiders Insider for NBC Sports California. And this week, I sat down with strong safety Carl Joseph, who was in a great mood when we started doing this podcast. And it was because he met up with a little kid after practice who went online and found out Carl Joseph's favorite candy and had it ready and waiting for him when Carl Joseph signed an autograph for him. So he was thrilled to have the Sour Patch Kids, a big old bag, and he had a couple of them right beforehand. But that's not the only reason why he was smiling from ear to ear. He's also had a great camp, and it's very clear that a great weight has been lifted off of this young kid who spent his rookie season trying to recover lost explosiveness, dealing with a torn ACL he suffered back at the University of West Virginia, in addition to missing an entire offseason program where rookies really learn a defensive system, and dealing with all of that, knowing full well that he carried the pressure and the burden of being a first-round pick who wasn't quite himself. Well, now he is. He's playing with an aggressive attitude. Even in practice, he's laying shoulders, laying hits, and is just generally more confident in what he's seeing and what he's doing. He's starting to disguise coverages. He's starting to attack rushers, as we've seen several times during this training camp. And as you'll hear from Carl Joseph, there is a spring in his step, there is an explosiveness in his knee, and he can't wait for 2017 to get started. A couple of days ago out here at the Napa Valley Marriott, the Raiders were running, I believe, a 9-on-9 rushing drill, and Marshawn Lynch burst through the line, found some open space, and Carl Joseph was right there. Marshawn didn't get very much farther. In fact, somebody stripped him. The ball ended up on the ground, and that doesn't happen very much to a guy who could well be a Hall of Fame running back in the long run. And yes, that's just one play in the middle of August, but it really is an illustration of what kind of physical, aggressive, and confidence that Carl Joseph has shown over the course of this training camp. And Carl, why do you think that you've been able to get off to such a good start? Is there anything that you see when you watch practice tape that you say, all right, I'm starting to feel like myself, things are going well?
It's a combination of everything. It starts from a full off season, having a full off season with the guys and going hard in the weight room, working hard, all OTAs and mini camps, and then, working hard with the off time we had. I was training very hard. And, I got to camp, that one-year experience. I think it gave me that extra boost of confidence that I needed.
Back in June, you talked to the press, and you said that you felt like a whole new person.
Exactly.
For going through the offseason. And we're talking mentally here. Is there some confidence, obviously, to be gained from that? A little bit less thinking, a little bit more read and react there?
Yeah, most definitely. Now it's just, it feels like I'm just playing football now. It's not a lot of thinking. Like last year, it's like head spinning. I'm trying to learn all the plays, trying to understand what my responsibilities are. Now I know what my responsibilities are. I'm starting to understand what everybody else's responsibilities are, which makes it easier for me to react and play football now.
And you're your own worst critic sometimes. So when you look at your offseason, you look at last year's tape, what did you see and what kind of weaknesses did you want to shore up? I'm sure it's kind of tough to evaluate because you're not maybe physically as explosive then as you are now, but what was your impression of watching last year's tape, and what did you say, all right, I need to really work on that to be the player that I know I can be?
Man, first, you know, film, you know, the film room, my playbook, that's something I was very focused on doing OTAs, really getting going hard in the playbook, trying to understand exactly what my responsibilities are, you know, and then starting to learn what everybody else's responsibilities. So that was the main thing. And number two, you know, when I used to watch myself on film last year, you know, a lot of times I used to see where I was, I think I said that in the interview I had back in June at the end of minicamp, you know, I see myself a little timid at times. You know, it was a certain time where I'd break or I'd come down to make a tackle. I could see that I would favor that leg a little bit, and sometimes I could actually see myself limping on film. You know, I could tell that my leg wasn't where it needed to be yet as far as strength-wise, and that was another one of my main focus this offseason, you know, working out in the weight room and getting stronger in my lower body, getting my legs stronger again.
Yeah, and when you hear about torn ACLs, you hear about a certain time frame to recover and get back and playing football, and I'm sure the doctors told you, all right, it's going to take some time for you to feel like you, but the volume of time, even when you can get back on the field, did you anticipate it would take so long? I mean, 18 months almost, right?
Well over a year. You know, the timetable was, you know, like regular surgery, 8 to 9 months or 8 to 10 months. And, you know, that's what was right around camp last year. But, you know, I could also feel it, you know, physically. I could tell that it wasn't there yet, but me, myself, being a competitor, you know, I wasn't going to let that stop me. I wanted to be out there and play and improve myself. So, but I could tell it wasn't where it needed to be yet. And now, you know, having a full year, you know, it's not like I don't even think about it. It don't even feel like I had knee surgery. You know, besides practice, you get a little soreness, but I don't even think about it when I'm on the field no more.
Is there something that as you're going through this and you're talking about all these things from – playing mental catch-up from the offseason program, the physical thing. Being a first-round draft pick, the spotlight is bright from the moment they say your name in the whole draft party, right? From then on. Now that you're removed from it, did that have any effect because fans are buying your jersey before they ever see, you know, like right as you're coming in and there's an expectation,
of course,
this guy's going to be great?
Of course. You know, and the kind of person I am and kind of player I am, I'm very hard on myself. You know, I criticize myself hard. So, you know, there's a lot of times where even when I knew that it wasn't there physically, you know, I'd be hard on myself. Like, come on, you know, like I'd watch film and be like, oh, that don't look good. Or, you know, I'm also thinking about, like, you know, man, you know, they drafted me first round. So, you know, I feel like I had to prove myself. And, you know, so there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, I had to understand that, you know, that's going to take some time. You know, everybody don't just come in their first year and just ball out crazy. You know, certain guys do. And, you know, just having that 1 year now, an experience, now I know what to expect. You know, now I'm going into this first season, this first preseason game. It's not like, okay, last year it was like, oh, man, is my knee going to be okay? I'm thinking about it before the preseason game. Now it's like, okay, I'm playing football. You know, I'm just going out there, play football. Everything else is just in the back of my mind. It's not even a thought anymore.
If I can get deep on you for a second here, if you look back at that 18-month period, do you feel like you learned anything about yourself? I mean, it was a very trying time. You get hurt in your senior year, where you're arguably the best defensive back in college football. You had all those picks to start. Then, you know, you try to prove that you're still the first round pick. You get that. You go through all these different steps. Did you learn perseverance or patience or anything during that trying time?
Definitely. Like, just the two words you just say, perseverance and patience. That was key for me because I'm very impatient.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I like to rush stuff. You know, there's a lot of people that's close to me would know that. They'll tell you that about me. So I had to learn that. You had to be patient. And then at the end of the year, you know, I had a toe injury that kind of forced me to miss the remainder of the season. So I had to learn that, you know, you got to stay humble, always stay humble. You know, you can always – I think that – taught me something about myself, because throughout my whole college career I never really had no injury. So my ACL injury was my first serious injury, and you know, battling from that and then had the toe injury, which was probably just as worse as that knee injury.
It's so painful, right?
Painful. It's terrible. Everything you do, you never realize how important your feet are until you hurt it. So, you know, that teaches me a lot about myself that I didn't know, you know, I can get through anything now. So now it's like any little injury I have, and, you know, God willing, I don't have any more serious injuries, but, you know, I know I can get through it. You know, just got to keep working. taking care of your body, number one. That's one thing I think I've learned this past year from some of the veteran guys. You got to take care of your body. And I think that's something I took for granted last year, whereas, like, you know, the little things, like just rolling out my feet. Like now, you know, some guys laugh at me because I'll be in meeting rooms just doing little things like rolling out the bottom of my feet or rolling out my quads with the massage sticks. It's little things like that. You don't see how important they are until it's like week 10 and everything in your body start hurting, and then those little things turn into major things where it cause you to miss time. So now I know that now, so I'm, you know, I'm trying to stay on top of that. You know, I got the head starting now, so I'm not gonna let any little minor injury turn into bigger things.
And it, you know, everything that I've read about you is that kind of the football junkie thing is one thing, but just so people understand that after players leave the field house out here at the Napa Valley Marriott, Carl Joseph generally gets home later than I do, and I have to drive back to Oakland. He's still out here working out. Have you always been like that? Jugs, 40-minute post-practice?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very serious commitment. Is that just part of
that's just part of me, man. I want to be one of the best to ever play this game, and I think little things like that, staying extra, do little things to get better. I think that's always been me, even back in college. A lot of guys say that, you know, it's because I move slow. I do move slow sometimes. I like taking my time to do certain things. But, you know, I don't take stuff for granted, man. I know that, you know, what comes with hard work. You know, I know what it took to get me here, you know, and it was my hard work. So I won't ever go away from that. I know I got to keep working hard to be the kind of player I want to be. And, you know, I'm nowhere near where I want to be yet, so I got to keep working hard.
Do you kind of like that time by yourself? You're just here lifting or what chance to kind of clear your
head? Usually I'll go straight to the jug. Some guys usually be on there. So sometimes I'll kind of sit back and, like I said, you know, I'll pick a little lacrosse ball, massage my feet, take my cleats off, massage the bottom of my feet, and wait for those guys. And, you know, kind of take some time to think about practice. Mm-hmm. Usually I'll just be staring, sitting on the bench, kind of staring out into the field, kind of think about, you know, what I just did on the field. And I'm usually hard on myself, so if it's a play that, you know, that made me mad, like today, I'll probably be thinking about that pick I dropped from D.C. for about 10 minutes. So, you know, I usually think about stuff, you know, it's kind of like a little meditating thing for me, and then get on the jugs and do a little extra stuff like shrugs and biceps and tries and a little ab and core work, stuff like that.
Just constantly body maintenance improvement.
Of course.
That explosiveness that you talk about, it takes time. It also takes work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure everybody knows, you log on to YouTube and type in Carl Joseph, it's like a highlight reel of big hits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I guess the first question is, was there anybody, whether it's from your area or a pro, that you kind of watched and thought, you know, like a big hitter like that?
Yeah.
But, you know, you can be reckless or you can be effective. You know, you want the feared reputation, but you also want to make the right tackle.
Exactly.
You know, is there anybody that you really thought did that well? Or
it was a combination of guys. I think, you know, playing Pop Warner, I used to always be one of the hardest hitters on my team. But it was guys where, you know, when I first started playing, I used to be like, oh, man, I like the way he plays. Mm-hmm. You know, you could tell certain guys that it meant more to them. Mm-hmm. And so I used to always watch film as well. So I played linebacker up until I went to college. So, you know, I used to idolize guys like Ray Lewis and Derrick Brooks and Brian Urlacher and all those John Lynch, Sean Taylor, Ed Reed, all those kind of guys. And I used to idolize them and watch YouTube of them, like, for hours, stay in front of my computer and just watch highlights, all those guys. So I think me doing that, I think that definitely helped me. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
As a non-football player, I'll ask a football player, that safeties, especially refs, are on high alert for how you hit. And
those big
hits can end up taking
a lot
five
of money.
Figures exactly out of your paycheck. But, you know, it seems easy to watch a slow-mo replay and be like, oh, that person should have done this or you should have done that right.
Yeah.
In real time, do you really have to be – because you can't play timid. That's not
you
your style.
Exactly.
So how do you go about
you just have
being
to be
an
conscious.
Intimidator and being smart?
I think it's something I have to learn now. You know, last year I had, I think, one targeting call, which, you know, I argue that because it was, you know, I'm not a dirty player, but, you know, I play hard. And I think I play the way football is supposed to be played and how I used to watch it being played when I grew up. Guys like Ray Lewis, I said, you know, they play hard. So I think it's just now the game's being more safer. I got to be more conscious of that. I got to start picking my target zone a little bit lower because I definitely don't want to get fined for $48,000 again. It's a lot of money. So you got to be conscious of those things. It's just football. You know, that's part of the game. It's the rule. You got to abide by it. Can't do nothing to change it. So, you know, I just got to change my playing style a little bit. Got to lower my target zone. And, you know, it's hard when you're playing fast and you're just reacting. But that's just something that's got to be in the back of my mind. Okay, if I see this guy going up, I know I got to lower my target a little bit, try to aim a little lower. So now it's a little different than college when it was just like, okay, I don't care. I'm just trying to take this guy out. But now you just got to be a little smarter and be more under control.
And I've kept you for a long time, so thank you very much for taking it. But the expectations for this team are high, internally and externally. And when you look at it, I'm sure that, you know, people are wondering, can this pass defense improve? And I'm sure that you believe that they can. You and Reggie in the back, you talk about improvement, working with guys. The group is essentially the same, with some young additions. But do you see an opportunity for real growth, or to be the secondary that you guys believe that you can be? And what
I think so,
and what makes you think that?
I think so, most definitely. Like you said, start like a guy like Reg. You know, he has so much experience, that veteran leadership, and having him, and then you have guys like Khalil and Bruce up front, which make everything easier for us in the back end.
Right.
So, you know, when you have guys like you playing like me, myself, playing like a guy behind Khalil, you know, he was going to take two or three guys. So that's just going to make stuff cleaner for me to just come up and make the tackles. So that clean up stuff in the back end as well for the passing game, because they're going to get the ball out the quarterback's hand fast. So, you know, we just got to be on top of our responsibilities, on top of our coverages. And I think we have all the right tools. I mean, I think we definitely have enough talent with me and Reg in the back end, and DA and Sean and TJ. All those guys are ready to play. So I think we've definitely shown a lot of improvement as far as communication and playing together and disguising and understanding how to play with each other this camp. And we just got to keep growing. I think preseason going to be very helpful for us to get those live games snapped against another team and continue to grow and you know, get better together. So that's going to – I think we have all the right tools to be one of the best secondaries in this league.
Yeah, football is a business and it's serious stuff. But when – from the sideline watching you out there, it looks like you're having fun. I know it's serious business. You take it serious, but do you feel like you're really having fun?
Of course.
This camp heading into the season?
Of course. Main thing, I'm healthy, so God blessed me. So far, I'm healthy, as healthy as I can be right now, you know, besides minor football bruises and soreness. I feel good, so, you know, I'm enjoying it. Unlike last year where it was like, oh, I'm battling and I feel like I got, you know, all these expectations and my knee and all this stuff. Now I'm not even thinking about that. You know, I'm just going out there trying to get better every day and having fun. So it's definitely fun.
And
you know,
shoulders and people sometimes.
It's fun, man. You know, it's feel like I'm like back in college again and back in high school, just out there playing football with my teammates, man. It's, you know, you gotta love it. You know, it's the game I love since I was a little kid, so it's still fun to me.
Carl Joseph, Raiders strong safety. Thank you so much for taking the time, man. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem, man. Thank you.
Thanks to everyone who downloaded and listened to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast, and a very special thank you to strong safety Carl Joseph, who, in my opinion, is set for a true breakout season, and the Raiders are going to do a lot of different things with him, including blitzing, having him play close to the box, and then, of course, playing center field, where he's so adept at making big hits and big interceptions downfield. So keep an eye on him as we move through the preseason and on into the 2017 campaign. If you like what you heard, feel free to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. We look forward to bringing you another great Raiders guest next week.
The Raiders Insider Podcast.